Mary, sir, our condolences to you as Alexei Navalny's friend. Your reflections on your friend and Alexei Navalny as a significant figure in Russian politics?
Well, he's been an incredible human being. Even as I've just been waiting to come on, I've had messages popping up on my phone from the United States, from Lebanon, Dubai, Germany. Those of us who lived alongside and studied alongside Alexei when we were at Yale together, just all really heartbroken about what's happened. And also for his wife, Yulia, and their two children, who are now obviously without a husband and a father.
And when you met in Yale, he was investigating corruption in Russia, wasn't he?
He was. And just before we left, he exposed a fraud that was $3.5-4 billion. And some of our fellows, Sergei Lagodinsky, who's a Green MEP now, Lumumba Diaping, who's a diplomat from Southern Sudan, Mayakul, we're saying, Alexei, you really should think hard about not going back to Russia. This is dangerous, the level of corruption you've exposed. And he said, I have to go back. If I don't go back, they will tell the Russian people that I'm some American agent, and they'll undermine all the work that I've done. So he's committed to going back. And I'll just tell you how significant this commitment is. And as I was sitting here waiting, one evening, and Alexei and I were in the common room, just sat together, doing a little bit of last-minute work. And he said, Marvin, come and look at this. And he showed me footage, CCT footage, however he got it, of a journalist friend of his. And real violence is horrific to see, being beaten to a pulp and put into a coma by two guys on the street. And that was his friend and colleague. And so I think he was fully aware of the level of threat that he was being exposed to by what he was doing and what he'd be exposed to by going back.
And we've heard a lot of descriptions of Alexei Navalny this afternoon, not least bravery and courage.
Absolutely. As I said, he knew what he was going back to. And look, just, watching those people leave flowers to his life for his country, as opposed to a president who was asking other people to give their lives for him. And I think that seems to be landing. And hopefully people see that as part of legacy.
Alexei is a man beyond the politics, about his character. And in the last footage we have of him from yesterday, he was even laughing and joking and quite spirited with the prisoners.
Just saying, Alexei always had a wicked sense of humour. I mean, my first interaction with him was that he'd been in New Haven for about 5 or 6 weeks to learn English before the start of the Yale World Fellows Programme. And then I arrived. He was the first Yale fellow I met, and he saw I didn't have a car, and so he said, let me take you shopping. And during the whole time, it was his joke that he sounded like the Terminator when he was speaking, and that was his self-deprecating humour, and he was always complaining about his English not being good enough. And I said, Alexei, you've been here 5 weeks and you're speaking to me in English better than my Russian. We took our children apple picking together, and we lived in the same compound with Ricardo and Lumumba from Nicaragua and Sudan, respectively. And so you had these four families from the UK, Nicaragua, Sudan and Russia sat on the back porch, having a couple of drinks at night and having a bit of a barbecue while our children played in the park together, and just a very human interaction. So I'm just looking at the pictures. He was a big guy, a physically present man, and I've watched his body wither over the years. So we can see this is the result of years of Putin trying to eliminate someone who was bringing truth to the Russian people, and he's finally succeeded. But let's hope he doesn't succeed in eliminating what he stood for and his legacy.
On that note, Mayor Marvin Rees, thanks very much indeed for joining us with your reflections of your friend Alexei Navalny. Thank you.
Thank you.